And welcome to the post-game bar tap. I'm Nick Baker, and Ray McGowan will not be joining us, but do not worry, we've got another wonderful voice here in the studio, guest host Corey Odom. How you doing?
Doing well. I am the Ray replacement, the scab, if you will.
Yeah, the Ray replacement. Ray will be back at some point in the near future.
It's
likely
true.
Next week.
Yes.
He's at something in Oregon.
Yeah, some theater thing.
Yeah.
In Eugene.
Because he does theater things. But we're here to give you the sports that you so desperately crave. And first off, we've got some news that I didn't even know about before I came into the studio. Corey, what's that news?
All right. So everyone's been talking about the AAF recently because it's gotten impressive viewership numbers. First week was averaging over 2.9 million viewers. It was beating out some NBA games, right? So everyone's thinking AAF having a strong start. But actually, earlier today, they needed a $250 million investment to help because they were, on Friday, they weren't going to be able to make up on some payments that they were due.
Yeah, well, they've invested a lot of money into this thing.
Yeah.
On my show last week, me and Sean were looking at a story where Trent Richardson got a penalty for throwing a football into the crowd.
Yep, I remember.
Because there's chips in all of them to track how fast they're getting thrown and kicked.
Interesting.
So there's a lot of investments they're making into this thing, and you know, contracts and
right
and all that. I think it's definitely going to pay off whoever invested it.
Yeah, It's Tom Dundon. He's the Carolina Hurricane majority owner.
The hockey team. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So he already dropped $420 million back in January of 2018 for majority leader of that. So he's just dropping $250 million now for AAF.
Yeah, dude, he's just sprinkling his wealth all over
right?
sports.
I mean, I think it's pretty great.
It's a great investment, especially if you look at those viewerships.
Yeah.
And something me and John were looking at, if you go on the website,
mm-hmm.
you can watch full replays of all the games.
Yeah. Yeah, it's incredibly easy to access because I don't have cable. It's on NFL Network for free. At least it was when I was checking it out. And now apparently it's on their website as well.
And it streams on Bleacher Report Live on YouTube.
Yep. It is crazy. And it's kind of crazy to me that they don't have many commercials like during the game.
There's a couple sponsors and stuff, but like not... There's much less commercials than in a regular NFL game.
Right? It almost feels like it's kind of NFL. It's for, like, football fans, right? It's no longer been commercialized.
Yeah, this is just pure football.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, there's heavy hits.
Yeah.
You know, there's no commercials.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of what I loved about NFL when I started.
Right, exactly. And there's all these, you know, good stories of guys who you know, fought their way back into the game, all that stuff.
Redemption stories.
Yeah, and not only that, they're bringing football to new audiences, new communities.
Right.
And old ones like San Diego. Where
and like Florida now has four football teams.
Yeah, the Apollos have been great.
Yeah, they're the best looking, with Gilbert looking like a stud out there at quarterback.
Right,
so.
And the Panthers used to have Gary. Fun fact. But they cut him.
All right, so. There's no way. But would you take him over Cam Newton?
I mean, honestly, if the Panthers were able to get some good value out of Cam in a trade, and then, you know, they went with the platoon of Heinke and Gilbert and whoever the other kid is, maybe, yeah.
No way. That is
a Panther fan, I will tell everyone who's not a Panther fan that Cam Newton is not even half of what the rest of the league thinks he is.
Okay. Because from the outside, he's Superman.
Yeah, watching him, like, you would be shocked how often he screws up for being a star. You're like, why do you need to burn one timeout every game because you don't get the playoff in time? Like, it's not okay anymore, Cam. Yeah, you're not a rookie anymore.
You listening to this, Gilbert?
Yeah, Gilbert.
You hearing this?
Yeah, Coach Cam Newton. He listens to every one of these.
Oh, yeah. No, we've got some big fans out there.
Yeah, it's just Cam Newton. He's the only one. He's the only one.
We've got some big fan out there.
Yeah.
Singular.
Yeah. Figuratively and literally.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
But yeah, no, the AAF has been great. They've got some sweet jerseys. They, you know, and I'm sure they're planning to expand soon.
Yeah.
They're gonna have a championship game right before the draft.
Yeah, it's true. And both of the teams that we picked on the Nick Baker Show live before the games even started, because we didn't want to look like fake fans. Both of the teams we've picked are still undefeated.
Yeah,
you and Sean are both Irons fans, and I'm a Hotshot fan.
Yeah,
so.
Those teams are looking good. They got some old NFL players, Raheem Moore on the Hotshots.
It's true.
He's quality. He has a Super Bowl ring. Trent Richardson. You know, everyone knows who that is.
As you know.
Johnson Batamosi used to be on the Browns.
Did he? Yeah, well, if you can count that.
Yeah. Yeah, he was the third string safety on the 0-16 Browns. So
wow.
That's why he's not in the NFL anymore.
Man, that got worse every word you added to that. It was like zero, it was like 16, third string, Browns.
Yeah. Oh, no. Rough for him.
Yeah, for sure.
In other news in sports, though, there's some other stuff popping around. We're gonna talk about the NBA for a little bit here. The All-Star game just happened.
It's true.
A lot of people aren't fans of the All-Star game.
Because it's not like a real game.
Right. And we were talking about it the other day. Mm. I don't know if there's any way you could really make it better. Yeah. We were talking, you know, playing it at the end of the year is a better idea because a lot of guys don't want to get hurt.
Yeah.
And then you're not excluding guys who have like Hall of Fame caliber second halves and, you know,
right,
whatnot like that.
True, true.
You know, the NFL has it at the end of the year, and they still don't try hard.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
I think the only way that I really liked All-Star Game was back when the MLB would do an All-Star Game that actually mattered, right?
Right, and then they took that away.
And then they took that away, right? So it's like, that was really cool. You were talking about the origin of the All-Star Game where they would play, like, the champion.
Yeah.
That sounds phenomenal, right?
Yeah, all of you who don't know what that is. So, for example, this year the Patriots would play a team of all-stars right after they win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And see if they could beat the team of all-stars.
Yeah, that would be really cool. And have that be like its own kind of Super Bowl, right? Like instead of like an all-star game, like actually make it feel like it's got some sort of like give it rings, you know, make it feel genuine, you know. Mm-hmm. Had that to like Hall of Fame caliber things. Like, wow, they beat the all-star team.
Right.
Kind of deal, you know.
Yeah, that'd be super cool. And even if they're not trying quite as hard, you know, it's still a fun game to watch.
Right? Because you get to see people who potentially haven't been playing for like a month at that point, if they didn't make the playoffs, get to see them play again and try.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
That'd be super cool. And, you know, it's their chance to dethrone the champions somewhat. That would be super cool if they went back to that. They haven't gone back. It was a thing right before World War II.
Yeah.
And then World War II hit, and then they brought back the idea of the All-Star thing, but never really made it like that again.
Yeah, for sure. I actually looked up some stats for this last basketball game, and I want you to guess how many three-point attempts were there.
167.
Oh, you know that off the bat. That is insane to me. Yeah. So I looked that up, and it blew my mind. Yeah. 167 three-point attempts.
More attempts than Team Giannis scored points.
That is ludicrous to me. So do you still have memorized how many they scored out of those 167 attempts?
No, I don't.
62.
Yeah, that's not good.
It's not good.
I mean,
well,
it's
all
right.
Bad.
It's over 30%.
Right? But actually, if you consider that, it's not bad.
No.
Especially considering that Dirk put three in, man. Deep threes. So.
Dirk is quality.
He is. Doesn't he hold the record for, like, tallest guy with most amount, like most
I'm sure he
threes
does.
Of a person over 6'10"?
He has a lot of scoring records for guys of size.
For the big men out there.
Yeah. He really changed the game. He was the first stretch four to really popularize it.
Yeah, that's insane to me. Absolutely crazy.
Yeah, I really like that Dwayne Wade and him got that auto bid in there. You know, they weren't going to go for fan vote, but the commissioner was like, no, you guys are going to
go. Yeah, you deserve it, right? Yeah, so also a stat about those deep threes is that was the first time in his career that he had made more than one 30-foot jumper over his career, and he made like two of them. So.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. There's definitely some cool parts. And I think the NBA is one of the more exciting games.
Mm-hmm.
The MLB All-Star game is pretty exciting even without.
Right. Because injury is not really a thing.
You're not afraid you're, you know, going to get a concussion or something.
Yep.
You're just going out there and playing. You know, you might not dive for as many balls when you're in the outfield, but you're still swinging just as hard. You're still pitching the same.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Yeah, and it used to matter.
I don't know. There was no reason for them to take away. It wasn't like it was being abused or
right?
something.
Like, maybe you could argue there's some sort of, like, sponsorship thing where, like, maybe Pepsi really wanted them to be in Los Angeles for this game, right? It's like, well, they can't do that if they lose, right?
Right.
I don't know. That's the only thing that I could think of as to why you take it away is because the money wasn't there.
Right.
But fans, man, got to think about the fans.
No one's going to watch the game if it doesn't mean anything.
Right. Well, that's what keeps happening, right? Because basically their idea is like everyone's favorite players here.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to watch it. And that's just not the case.
If they tried hard, I'd watch it every time.
But I think that would make it
one
of the
best. You know,
it's
like watching
games.
A bunch of guys, you know, pretend to play football, you know.
Right. Well, for me personally, right? Like when I was younger, before I'm going
to
date myself.
It used to be awesome, yeah.
Right? Well, I was like, well, back when I was a kid, like WWE wasn't, like no one knew that was fake, right? And everyone around my friends was watching it, right?
Yeah,
and
it was super cool when we were kids.
Right? And then as soon as it was like everything staged, like it still has fans out there because it's still great entertainment. Mm-hmm. But
it's fun to watch.
Right, but the lack of truth to it like ruined it for me.
Well, like if you watch it on TV now, you're like, I know it's not real.
Yeah, it's like a soap opera mixed with sports.
Right. So. Yeah, and, you know, it's entertaining enough, but not for me to set my clock to it.
Right,
you
especially
know, if
since
it's on,
it's
I might watch
too.
It. Yeah. But, you know, it's not, you know, like the Pro Bowl. Yep. If it's on, I'll watch it if I have nothing else to do. But I'm not going to say, I need to be home to watch the Pro Bowl. I need to record it, whatever it is.
Well, Super Bowl is getting parties set up and everything. There's no Pro Bowl party.
No one cares about the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I don't know, man.
Maybe if they had it, because they don't play, you know, the Super Bowl contenders don't play in the Super Bowl.
It's true.
So maybe if they had it earlier that day. Or the day before or something.
You want them to play two games in one day?
Yeah, well, no, because none of them are going to play two games.
Oh, okay.
Because the Super Bowl players
aren't
going to
play. I thought you meant like no one in the Super Bowl plays those games. So maybe they'll already be warmed up. So I was like, are you kidding
me? No. If the Super Bowl's at 4, then
got
at 11 they play the Pro Bowl or something as
but
a part of
the
festivities coming up to it, you know?
Yeah. You got to kick the puppy bowl.
Oh, the puppy bowl. God. Why is that a thing?
Well, because a lot of people who don't usually watch football watch the Super Bowl for the commercials, and a lot of people who are in that subsection would love to watch a football game, in quotations, with puppies. So that's my reasoning.
Oh, good times. Good times. But like, there was some cool storylines coming out of the All-Star game, including Bradley Beal. But not limited to. He said he was trying to recruit some people to go to D.C.
That's so crazy.
He wouldn't say who because he doesn't want to get a tampering phone.
I just love the idea of like networking at one of these events. I'm here for the fans, but you should come to D.C.
come play in D.C.
Yeah, please. Yeah. Please.
I mean, he's got John Wall as his only other help, and John Wall is always hurt.
It's true.
Lately.
It's true. I thought I'm gonna really show how little I know about basketball.
Yeah.
I thought John Wall was playing for the Wolves.
Nope.
Did he ever play for the Wolves?
Nope.
Who's playing for the Wolves?
Karl Anthony Towns, Andrew Wiggins.
What am I talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I could have sworn.
Derrick Rose, maybe.
Does he play for the Wolves?
Yeah.
That's who I was thinking of. Why'd you say him last?
Because he's only been on the Wolves this 1 year.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was noteworthy, is that he moved over.
No.
Okay.
He used to play for the Bulls.
I know that much. Yeah, because he was the Rose in the...
Rose. Yeah. Now, John Wall was a legend in Washington.
Well,
and
he was
Bradley
a legend
Beal,
in college first.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Bradley Beal comes, and he slowly rises up and progresses into a superstar as well, and they're just... You know, dominating together, and then John Wall has had a lot of problems with his ankle.
Yeah, a lot of injuries.
Yeah, the last like 2-3 years. So.
Well, I knew that he was good. I just remembered like I was watching a T-Wolves game or like the highlights of a T-Wolves game, and I was like, "Wow, a star is on the T-Wolves now," and I couldn't remember which one.
There you go. Yeah. It's Derrick Rose, who also got All-Star snubbed pretty hard.
Oh,
by the way. Yep.
Now I'm upset.
Yeah. But there was some interesting pieces as well as if you watched, it was the first draft televised for the All-Star game because they draft the teams, which is kind of interesting.
Which is kind of cool. Well, didn't football start that?
Yeah, they did for a minute and then they took it away.
Took it away, which is because...
Because they like to take away things that make us happy, Corey.
Get on your soapbox. I'm here like, trying to enjoy myself.
Right? Like. Commissioner, I almost said Commissioner Gordon. Commissioner,
you should have.
Commissioner Goodell, he's like, do you enjoy this part of the game? And I'm like, I really do. He's like, good. Well, it's gone now. You're like, why?
Yeah, it's like, oh, you like this?
It'd be a real shame if we took away all the violence.
Yeah, it's like, you like sacks?
Yeah.
Well.
We're going to make it real hard to get a sack now.
Well, how about two-hand touch?
Yeah.
No, Commissioner Gordon, no.
Like.
I like that way more now.
Like, Goodell, why? Like, what person told you, like, hey, we really hate them drafting teams? Why?
Yeah, I mean, with the injury one, like, you get it, right? Like, with all these people getting mental injuries, it's like, oof, that's not good.
Right.
But conversely, and this may make me sound like a supervillain of some Commissioner Gordon themed shows.
Yeah.
But you kind of know what you're signing up for, right?
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I said on the podcast last week to Ray. So for those of you who don't know, I've had more concussions than I have fingers. And honestly, for me, I'll advocate that if you're putting on the helmet and going on the field, you're signing a contract with yourself, the team,
right.
You know, whatever spiritual power you believe in, if you believe in one, that you're accepting responsibility for what might happen.
Right? Like,
you know darn well what might happen.
Well, think about it. They're being incredibly well compensated.
Yeah.
And it's for comparatively very short amount of time.
It's a really high risk. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and that's why.
Yeah. So I would argue that there's a risk,
mm-hmm.
but it's also coupled with a reward.
Right. Well, and you know, in the 70s, 80s, when they mm-hmm. didn't know
yeah.
all this, that's different.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, guys like, you know, Junior Seau go out and play. They don't know what they're signing themselves up for. But mm-hmm. nowadays, a kid goes on a football field, he knows darn well what he's signing himself up for.
Right.
And if he's upset that he got a concussion, you know, honestly.
And I feel
it's like, you know, walking into a lion cage and getting mad you got attacked by a lion.
Got mauled. I would say that I think that instead of changing the game, we should continue to spend a lot of money creating better helmets, you
yeah.
know? I feel like that would be a good compromise, right?
Yeah.
Because then you're keeping the sport the way that it was, and the
yeah.
injuries are potentially less serious.
When you're
serious.
Not going full speed, you have a better chance of getting hurt.
Yeah, right?
So
true. True, true, true.
On the soapbox there. But yeah, no. But back to my point. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they take away things that people like. Because they've tried a lot of experience with the All-Star game that I liked.
You know,
they took it out of Hawaii for no one knows what reason.
I just think that's so funny. It's like nobody really wants to go, right? And
right.
it's like, well, at least I get to go to Hawaii. It's like, wrong, Orlando.
Nope. Yeah. It's like, why? Why not?
Because it's cheaper to get there.
And they're like... And we'll like play the game hard, and they're like, nope, not anymore. No, we're
yeah.
gonna hang out. And they're like, and we'll draft teams, but not anymore.
I will argue that I do very much enjoy those kind of like fun games that they do beforehand.
Yeah, like the skills competition.
Yeah,
I watch those on YouTube all the
yeah,
time. Yeah,
exactly. I think those are fun. I could do without the dodgeball and like the kicking tic tac toe, which they did take away this year. But
you know who won the kicking kick tic tac toe last year?
Was it?
It was Graham Gano.
Oh, was it?
Because he can kick anything as long as there's no pressure. But if there's pressure, he's like, oh, you know, I probably can't make that or whatever.
Gotcha. Yeah. So I did some research on Machado, and I want an opportunity to talk about
it, Nate. Yeah, that's what we're getting into now, baseball. So Bryce Harper, Manny Machado were still unsigned as of last night. This morning, breaking news, Machado has signed. Harper still has not.
It's true.
Machado to the Padres.
To the Padres, yeah. $300 million over 10 years.
A lot of million.
Yeah, that's a lot of million. I'm here to ask, do you think that was a good trade for everyone involved?
Trade?
Well, deal for everybody involved.
Oh, yes.
I agree. Because
yeah.
even though that number is absurd, mm-hmm. you know, I'm thinking you're looking at a team who hasn't had a winning season since
yeah.
2010.
They need to do something.
Right, exactly. So they need kind of star power. And this guy, Manny Machado, is averaging almost .300 batting average over his career.
Yeah.
Over his career, it's .282.
He's got a little pop in his bat as well, and
right.
he can field.
Yeah, because he averages like 37 home runs a year, too. So he is, like, that is some crazy level of consistency over,
right.
like, the 7 years that he's been in the league. What is that? Like, 6 years he's been in the league.
Right.
When I was playing high school ball and a guy had .300, you were like, this guy's amazing,
yeah.
right? And he's playing against, like, potential D2
right.
pitchers, right? This guy's playing against the best that the MLB has to offer,
right?
And he's consistently over 6 years at .300 batting average. That is insane to me.
One thing I'll warn with the Padres, so they did this a couple years ago where they bought a bunch of stars and then they were still terrible.
yeah.
This year they're only buying the one, right?
Which is super risky.
Right, because especially if you look at the Orioles last year, they had, it was a very similar setup to the Padres and Machado,
yeah.
and they were one of the worst teams in baseball.
Yeah.
So he clearly can't carry a team quite
well,
to the extent they want him to.
He not really want to do everything. I thought that was kind of his personality.
He has a huge lack of motivation.
Effort, yeah.
But maybe, if he puts some effort into it, he might be able to carry a team.
I'm thinking that just like location-wise,
yeah.
being in San Diego is probably a lot better for him than being in Baltimore. Right?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. He hated it there.
Yeah. No secret.
But, I mean, he doesn't try. I think the direct quote is, if you're looking for Johnny Hustle, that's not me. Which that's what you'd love to hear out of your $300 million investment.
Right? That is so crazy to me that, like, everything I've ever learned in my business classes about, like, interviews and marketing, to tell potential investors that you're not going to try, and then still getting $300 million breaks everything about me.
Yeah, and I don't we all know that he's not Johnny Hustle. You don't have to say that.
Right? Like, let us...
I know what you are, Manny.
Plausible deniability, man.
I know what you are, but I was willing to take an investment. But you make it a lot harder when you say stuff like that.
Well, just be vague about it. It's like, oh, you know that I will put in the effort that I deem worthy, right? Like, then you're being vague.
So I'll do what I can.
Right?
Yeah.
And then nobody knows. But my question is, how much money do you think Bryce Harper is going to make now?
I don't know. See, the problem with those two is they weren't signing, and a lot of teams weren't signing other free agents of those positions. Because, you know, if you're Danny Valencia, who's a mid-market version of Manny Machado, you know, if the Padres and White Sox are bidding on you, or are bidding on Machado, they're going to say, well, we might sign you, but I don't want to sign you if I'm going to get Manny Machado.
If I'm going to spend $300 million.
Right. So, like, you know, hold on there, buddy.
Hold up.
Yeah. And, you know, for guys like that, you know, you hold on too long and nobody wants you anymore, and then, boom, you're out of baseball.
Yeah, but you're not answering my question. How much money do you think Bryce Harper's going to get?
Lots?
More or less than
Machado.
Probably
about equal. Maybe a little more.
Yeah. I would say that because...
He tries harder.
Yeah, he tries harder. I'm going to say that he's going to get, like, something, like, in comparison, like, way... Like 5 million more.
300 billion.
Now we're talking. Breaking news. Nick Baker, known of Nick Baker Live, show live fame, thinks that he's going to make the first player to make $1 billion.
That would be sweet.
Oh, well, eventually, with, like, inflation and everything,
it's going to happen.
Someone eventually will make $1 billion.
I mean, if, you know, guys like Machado play long enough, you know, with inflation, if they're making $500 million over 10 years, in a couple of years, they could get two of those contracts.
Do you want to know something? I know that I talk about the Giants a lot, but if Eli re-signs, he'll be the highest paid football player of all time.
Really? He's not going to re-sign. He's done.
Yeah, probably. But could you imagine, like, as much as I love Eli, do I think he deserves to be the highest paid player of all time? I do not.
No. There's not even a debate that he's in the top five quarterbacks of all time.
Yeah. It's like, oof, that's a lot of money you're doling out.
And that's quarterbacks alone, not even including guys, you know, like Barry Sanders and all that.
Right, or like Lawrence Taylor.
Right.
Literally changed the
Giants
game.
Fan.
Literally
you
changed
Giants fan.
The game. People didn't look at linebackers the same ever since. Are you kidding? I'm not gonna know. I don't know. Lawrence Taylor's okay. No,
you know who's
Bill
better?
Belichick,
Julius Peppers.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? One guy changed the game so that Julius Peppers' job is what it is today, and then Julius Peppers just did the job that Lawrence Taylor like told him to do. There's no way those two are on the same level. No.
I wound Corey up.
It's not hard. Oh, man. We had a stranger come into the Nick Baker show yesterday, and all he had to say was like, Eli's not very good. And I was like, oh, we're back. Here we are. Does it take much?
Some behind the scenes looks for those of you at home. We often antagonize Corey about the Giants.
It's constant. But when they win the Super Bowl next year, oh, man, the laughs are going to flow from me.
I don't know how they're going to the Super Bowl with all that sloshing feeling in their stomachs.
You know what? He has a system, all right? He just gets an IV. When you're millions of dollars, you can afford it.
I mean, yeah. It sounds wildly unhealthy. But
probably. You know, but I'll
I'd rather
it.
Just drink the drink, water.
Drink water. Yeah. Feel the slosh. Nope. IV at
halftime. I
mean,
if he's just downing water, I guess. I mean, I've had that feeling before, but it's right. Only if you're like not drinking water for hours and then chugging an entire water.
Right. And it's not like... One, the NFL has, like, water bottle people to make sure that you don't do that.
Yeah.
Or at least that better be their job. Otherwise, what are they doing?
Yeah, they, like, run out and, like, squirt it in your mouth.
Right? So it's tough to defend that aspect of Odell, but I can defend him all day.
I think his hair looks like an anemone.
Yeah, that's fair. But my sister thinks that he's very attractive, so we've got at least one human on the planet who likes that look.
I mean, yeah, I suppose. I like the tips, the frosted tips.
You liked the noodles, for now, the ramen noodles?
It's more like he has a not frosted base rather than he has a frosted tip.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know if the audience wants to hear about what Nick Baker finds attractive.
Who doesn't want to hear about what I find attractive?
Yeah, anyway, as I was saying before I was rudely interrupted, his hair is beautiful. No. I don't know, man.
Yeah, good times. So, baseball coming up.
It's true.
There's a lot of other news, like Bruce Bochy is retiring. Manny Machado's coming to the NL West. The NL West is popping right now.
Right.
The Rockies, for those of you at home, have let Gerardo Parra, they've let DJ LeMahieu, and Adam Ottavino all go.
Right.
Most of them went to the Yankees.
of course.
Except for Parra went to the Giants. Mm. But they re-signed Nolan Arenado for a one-year deal.
Okay.
And they signed Daniel Murphy, second baseman.
Interesting.
A cheap replacement of DJ LeMahieu.
Right.
So what I told my mother is he hits about as well as DJ, but fields about half as good.
Yeah. That's a pretty big trade-off. They must have saved a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. They saved probably 75%, but I mean, he's way older and not quite as good.
Well, it's just making the NL West such an interesting story, right? Because now you've got the Dodgers who've been looking good for a long time, and you've got new Padres team spending a lot of money, and they still realistically won't make the playoffs.
Probably not. It's a good division. The Diamondbacks have been good.
Right. And the Rockies have been good.
They've got a lot of middle infield prospects that might step up and be great. Who knows?
Right. So they might be spending all this money to still not make the playoffs, which is terrifying.
Ian Desmond can probably play second base.
You think so?
They put him where the heck they want. But the NL West is looking good. But also looking bad at the same time.
Right. They seem to have the most disparity between the top and the bottom.
Yeah. If you look at the AL West last year, where every team was pretty competitive.
Yeah, very kind of
They
average.
All kind of just beat themselves up
to
the point where none of them were very good. So
yeah, a lot of very average teams in that division.
And then the Mariners, for those of you who haven't kept up with them, have imploded. there's a 25-man roster. So of their 25-man roster, 9 of them remain from last year. Because they traded the rest away.
Oh, man. That is crazy. What percentage of that is pitchers?
Not as much as you'd want.
Right?
Well, so there's like 3 or 4 position players and then a couple of pitchers.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't like that at all.
And they're like trading them away for prospects, not for other pitchers or players, like MLB-ready players.
Right?
Yeah.
That's man. Not good. So how do you think the A's are looking now that it's confirmed that Kyler Murray is not going to play for them?
I mean, he wasn't going to play right away anyway.
It's true, but he could have been something special from what it was seemed. Right? But,
I mean, that's why that draft is the way it is for the MLB, where, you know, honestly, it's written off in their heads like half of them are never going to see an MLB minute.
Yeah.
If that. So.
But still, I thought his upside would have been crazy.
Oh, it was
for
crazy
them.
Upside for sure. But, you know, it's just another prospect that eventually fizzled out.
Yeah.
Know?
Well, do you think we're getting off topic again? Do you think that he's going to get drafted like in the top 10 for NFL draft?
No.
Do you think he's going to get drafted first round?
Probably not.
You don't think so?
Maybe.
I think he is.
I think the teams that are going to really want to look at him are teams that don't need him right away. Teams like the Giants, teams like the Panthers, the maybe the Eagles if they let Nick Foles go, the Seahawks.
They should.
You know, guys where they have a quarterback who's maybe an injury risk. Maybe he's a risk to leave soon. Whatever it is, and they want a backup who's, you know, could come in if they need him to, but he has time to develop on the bench until that guy's ready to leave or get hurt again.
Yeah, I would bet that he's drafted top 15.
Ooh, I don't know about that. We'll see.
I guess the combine's gonna make a big difference on this.
Yeah, it is. We'll keep you all updated on that, I'm sure. We've got a ton of sports shows that will be told. You'll be told about.
Yeah, exactly. It'll come up.
To wrap it up now, we've got our tips. Corey, you want to leave yours first?
Sure. So my tip is I want to kind of open the horizons for a lot of sports fans out there who might not be aware of there's a kind of a new sport that's kind of taking over the country, and it's called esports. Mm-hmm. It's sports that happen on your computer being played on video games. Now, my personal favorite is a game called League of Legends, and it happens every single weekend. There's a regular season, there's tournaments, there's like basically a Super Bowl called Worlds that happens every year. I think that if you're looking for kind of a new sport now that maybe football is over and you're not as interested in different sports, esports is something to at least take a look at.
My tip is baseball is coming on KCSU. You can find it at kcsufm.com live or, well, after the games have gone by in the form of a podcast. So be sure to find them there.